Okay, good Erev Shabbos to everybody. Shabbos HaGadol. The conclusion of the Miluim is a very fascinating one. There's a new halacha which is introduced after the Hazos of Dam and Shemen. The Ramban has a couple of questions about that, which I'm actually not going to deal with right now. Different context this week, and we'll talk about that. The Dam and the Shemen, are they mixed? And why is he doing them now? And what's the messaging there? It's a fascinating series of questions. Ayin Sham ve'od Chazon l'Moed. But we have here a dual, commandment, an iteration, a reiteration. Mi Pesach omoy lo seisu shivas yamim ad yom melos yamei miluichem ki shivas yamim yimalei es yedchem. U Pesach, two psukim later, omoy tishvu yomam v'layla shivas yamim v'shmartem es mishmeres Adonai v'lo samusu ki chen suvesi. And Rashi says, ha'im lo sasu kein harei atem chaya v'mis. That's very, very serious. The Ramban quotes from the Braisa, Toras Kohanim, that this is only b'shas avoda. Shelo yitzim pesach omoed yom b'v'layla b'shas avoda. Kelomar sheishlimo kol avoda mutal osolem ba'oso ha'is. And that's a mitzvah nohegas l'doros in terms of a kohen oved. So again, typically that would be really mostly during the daytime. The Ibn Ezra says they could even leave during the daytime. Nachon meinai sheyatzu b'shas asorech b'yom u'v'layla. The Sforno disagrees. The Sforno says Yom HaValayla means Yom HaValayla. Ki Ayirios lo hasparku, even though the Krashim, etc. But the Mishkan was still, intact. But that itself is a very, fascinating idea. So we have Chiluke Deos, a range of views in terms of what they did or didn't do in terms of leaving. Was it, seven straight days? But what is unmistakable, what I'd like to conclude with, because this will be the last time that we learn together, until, Chol HaMoed, so it'll be a little bit of a hiatus for us, and used to getting together every day. So I'd like to say the following idea. The only time in Torah that we find this construct is V'atem bo seitzu ish mi Pesach beso ad boker. Korban Pesach. The Leil Shimurim. The transformation into a mamachas kohanim vigoy kadosh. So small wonder that at microcosmic level, here at Shivas Yamim, maybe more intensive level, right? The kedusha sagavra. Mipesach ol moed lo seitu Shivas Yamim ad yom lo simei miluichem ki Shivas Yamim yimalei es yedchem. And then again, the double formulation, which is even, I think, more remarkable, Pesach Omoed Teshuvu. The first time, again, it's formulated as Lo Seitu in terms of the negative, the Isser Yitziah. But here, it's the affirmative Yeshiva, Yomam Valayla. I don't think it's redundant. Shivas Yamim, it's Yeshiva Bechavana. That it's not just you can't leave, but you're meant to be, suffused with the Yoha Moed, an intensive bonding between the Kohanim, Klei HaMikdash, V'ha'ovdin Bo, as the Rambam famously titled it. And that bonding is going on. U'shmartem is mishmeres Adonai v'lo samusu ki chein suvesi. It's not just lo seitzu, it's teishvu, shivas yamim. And that, I think, is a very powerful idea. And so then what emerges is, I think, a very profound duality that solves the basic issue of redundancy. The first din is a din in the Gavra. Aaron Uvanov, just like it was macrocosmically for Klal Yisrael, V'atem bo seitzu ish mi Pesach beso ad boker, our Mishkan, our Makom, Zrikas Adam, Alamashko v'al shteyam mezuzos, that was the beginning of our transformation, to Mamachas Konim v'goy kadosh, V'atem lo seitzu ish mi Pesach beso ad boker, it's matched by V'Pesach o'am o'ed lo seitzu, shivas yamim ad yom v'los. But here there's a second din, which you don't find by Korban Pesach, because there was no need for it. We were leaving those homes. Here there's a din in the Mishkan, where the Kohanim have a responsibility. They're not only being transformed themselves, but to suffuse the Ohol Moed with Kedusha. That's the second Pasuk. U'Pesach Ohol Moed, not Lo Seitzu, but Teshvu. Yomam V'Layla Shivas Yamim. U'Shmartem Es Mishmeres Adonai. V'lo samusu, kichein suvesi. right? Part of what transformed the Olamoed into the Olamoed, Makom Hashras Hashchina, V'Shachanti Besocham, was Shmira Al Yedei HaKohanim. Right? So fascinating. Leil Shimurim, you know, the echoes. But in any event, this was now, you know, the bias was a temporary, totally temporary, Makom, Mishkan, Mizbeach. This is so much more than that. This is the investiture of lasting Kedusha. So with that, wish everybody, you know, very beautiful, not just Shabbos HaGadol, just the beginning, Tzchilas HaNisim, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes, but beyond that, going forward, a you know, very meaningful leading up to Chag HaPasach, Yedalad, Chag HaMatzos, Shivas Yamim. So look forward to resuming our learning together after the first days of Yom Tov.